Well, good morning. I said I wouldn't cry. I'm not going to cry. Many of you that know me, I'm a big weeper. I am Pastor Steve's much younger, much funnier brother. Thanks, Lewis. Thank you. Well, I was honored to be asked to speak today before you all. It's always an honor to talk about the one we love. It's just to share with you things that I see and how we can learn from one another to grow our faith, grow in the knowledge of the fear of the Lord. So, it's just an honor. Joan asked me to do this a few weeks ago as a surprise. So, it's a surprise. So we've been going over a series here called The Many Facets of Jesus, which is, it's futile to try to get them all. There are facets within facets within facets of Christ. But we're going to do Jesus would refer to himself by many things in the Word. He would refer to himself, we've already gone over that, he's the giver. And the shepherd, the good shepherd. And when we examine these things that he likens himself to in the natural, we can understand the spiritual reflection of their truth so we can know the character of Jesus more. Does that make sense? Okay. So we've looked at them as and they reflect perfectly. But they're still not perfect like Jesus. So we looked at him as the author of our faith. A few weeks ago, we looked at Jesus as the good shepherd. And then last week, Pastor Steve preached on him, the chief cornerstone. And so kind of in a way, what I want to do is I want to build on that cornerstone. In one of my first points, I'm going to build on that. But what I would like to first do is give you, so the title of my message is Jesus, the Light of the World. Now, most of the time I'm going to be referring to sunlight. So just think of sunlight is what the light that I'm referring to. It's the most common light we know. It's the light that comes to mind first when we think of light, correct? Okay. So let me tell you a little bit about my story. Back in grade, I didn't know what I wanted to grow up to be. 10th grade, nobody knows what they want to be. Maybe not. But I took a class that was a multimedia class where we did some poetry, we did some drawing, and one of those units was photography. And the teacher, she gave this list of what we were going to try to show or say in one photograph per each. One photograph would say family. One photograph would say love, you know, things like that. But one of them was she wanted us to show light. How we just show light in photography. And photography means drawing with light. It's the whole root of photography is light. And so I went and I took these photos and kind of playing around. And she comes back, she goes, Paul, you can really see light well. You see light well. You see light differently than a lot of the other students. I think you should pursue this. And so I did. So I pursued that, and I studied on my own for a few years, and I became a photographer. And I love photography. I love what photography illuminates, what photography cannot. You can have shadows and all the aspects of that. And doing this for 29 years, I've studied light, and there are so many incredible laws and characteristics of light that are reflected when Jesus says he is the light of the world. There's no way I could tell you the light of the world. I could sit up here for 10 weeks and tell you about every single type of different aspect in Jesus saying he is the light of the world, but I'm just going to focus on some that relate to what I know about light and photography. Okay, so I studied light, knew about light. I have all these laws that we know about light. And one of them is interesting, and it's a whole sermon on itself. I tried to look for it. It's light is made up of three colors. Does anybody know what three colors make up white light? Pastor Steve can't answer. Red, green, and blue. Three colors. Now, it's interesting that the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Jesus is light. Now, I know there's a sermon in there, but it's some other day. And the ancient Greeks, here's the ancient Greeks were the first to discover that light travels in a straight line. Now, it can be diffracted, it can be changed, it can be manipulated, but what I'm talking about is light in its natural, every light travels in a straight line. It is true. It does not deviate. It will not change direction. It will, if you point it in that way, it will go that way forever until it comes into contact with something, and then it reflects. And when it reflects, it travels in a straight line. They used to think that light didn't travel in a straight line. And even nowadays, scientists are trying to figure out a way to bend light when it reflects so that it will be, it'll have a form of invisibility or stealth. So brings me, because light is direct, straight, true, it brings me to my first point about Jesus. Jesus is completely reliable. Last week, Pastor Steve, straighten up here. I forgot to take my Bible out. There's supposed to be a stool there. Forgive me here for a second. Jesus is completely reliable. You will never be put to shame for your faith in Christ. You might get teased, you might get ridiculed, you might get persecuted, but there's going to be a day that's going to come that your shame will be renewed and people are going to go, wow, they believed in Jesus. And Jesus is going to show them that it was right to believe in Him. Okay? Romans 10, I'm going to get my... There's a lot going on up here, many moving parts. Romans 10 and 11, it says, as Scripture says, anyone who trusts in Him will never be put to shame. Now that is referring to, Pastor Steve spoke about Isaiah 28 last week, about that those that put their faith in that cornerstone will never be put to shame. Amen. I had a garage built this summer, and everybody that worked on it, the first thing they got out when they started to look at the project was they'd put up this tripod and they'd put this laser level on it. And that laser would go on a straight line. Straight line. And that was what was built upon for the garage to be true and square and plumb. Every time when Shane was doing the block work, he'd put a block up and he wouldn't turn back and he'd look at the laser and go, oh, is it still the same? He knew. He put it up. He made it level. It was not going to deviate. And we can do the same thing in Jesus. Matthew 7 says that if anyone who builds on His words and His teaching is like a man that built on the rock. You are not going to be put to shame. Your house isn't going to be crooked. Your house isn't going to be out of square. All these things, we can know that what Jesus speaks in His word is completely 100% reliable, just like light. He's always, even when the directions, and I think of when God directed Gideon, it's a crazy, crazy thing. God directed Gideon, and I'll, for the sake of Job, we'll speed this along. But Gideon. And Gideon, the Lord turned to him and said, go in strength, you have, and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you? Gideon said, but Lord, Gideon asked, how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family. And what does he say? The Lord answered, I will be with you, and you will strike them down. It's like, when we understand that Jesus is with us at all times, he is reliable. Where his direction? His direction may be crazy. He might say, give 10% of your money. Love your enemies. Forgive those who persecute you. Crazy. But you can trust that what his direction is that it's reliable and it's for our good. And it's to honor him and bring glory to him. And he isn't going to tell, he doesn't deviate and start you in one way and then leave you and go a different way. He's with us the way he directs, the way he guides. And I'm going to read Romans 8:35. One of my started Romans 8:35, I think. Maybe not. One of my favorite. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Nothing. Nothing in all creation. He will not abandon us. He is reliable, and that would bring peace. That needs to bring peace to us. Oh, I forgot. I need to pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you for this word. God, thank you, God. I pray that I could just somehow help people know you a little bit more today. Help me to do that. In your name we pray. Amen. Sorry about that. I just get so excited. I love talking about Jesus. So he'll never not be there for us. Even when he sent them across the boat, across the Sea of Galilee in the boat, and there a storm comes up, and then he's asleep, at peace, showing how it's done, at peace. I'm with you guys. Take it easy, relax. And he gets up and he tells the wind and the waves to calm down. And then in John 6, he sends them across the sea again, without him this time, and the storm comes up. And he shows up. And it just shows us that when God sends us somewhere, even when the storms come up, Jesus is there and he's going to show up and he's going to be there for us and he's always reliable so we can have that peace. And I just encourage anybody here, don't doubt. Because don't doubt. Don't let doubt creep in and tell you that, well, maybe that and maybe not, because the devil is a liar. And he wants to have you doubt in the Almighty God, and that's just foolish. So, brings me to my second point. Now, this is about sunlight. The sun, is the largest light we know. We can see in our perceived, in our minuscule little vision. It is also the brightest, and also light is the fastest perceptible thing that we know of. Scientists say galaxies are spreading apart and moving away from each other faster than the speed of light. I don't know how they can calculate that, but 186,000 miles per second is pretty fast, which leads me to my second point. Jesus is completely superior. Jesus is completely superior. And at this point, I am just going to read Scripture, and that's it. Now, Tony, we kind of tried to surprise Pastor Steve with me speaking, and Tony, so I don't have much scripture up there, so I'm sorry about that. But Colossians 1 says, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. All creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers and authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things. In him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood and shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith established and firm, that's the reliable part. We need to do our part to be steadfast and stand in our faith. If you continue in your faith established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel, this is the gospel that you heard and has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. That's powerful scripture. That's God's word. Jesus is supreme. And that's my second point. You can't get much more obvious that Jesus is supreme. He is over it all. He's over the wind and the waves that I referred to earlier. He's over all creation. He is over all of our sin. He's covered all of our sin through the blood on the cross. He's overcome death. So don't doubt. Live like someone who knows who they serve. Live like you know that Jesus is supreme and I'm going to serve him. And he's not going to put me to shame. He's not going to leave me or abandon me. Each one of these points is going to build on one another. We need to walk out those doors and live in a way that we know that Jesus is supreme. That he is over every circumstance, over every broken car, over every broken water heater, over every broken financial situation, out of every broken relationship, he is in it and he is working through it, and he is going to overcome it if we stand faithful in him and trust in him. Over the virus. Well, I don't know. It's pretty. So I can't explain that anymore. That's my second point. My third point, sunlight cannot be duplicated, can only be imitated or manipulated, which is funny, manipulated man, manipulated, you know, manufactured. As photographers, we try to get the photograph as accurate as possible. Photoshop manipulates. That's why it's manure. So the man part, we got to get the man part out of the sunlight, or out of the manipulating of light. Everything besides sunlight is called artificial, incomplete, imitation, and counterfeit. Which brings me to my third point. Jesus is completely unique. He's often imitated, never duplicated. We are to be imitators of Christ, to live a life that imitates him and reflects him, but we are not Christ. We can never live up to being Christ. Jesus is the one and only. Buddha fell short. Muhammad fell short. Every religion that tries to add something or take something away from a religion that does not have Christ at the center of it is foolishness, and it's an imitation, and it's a counterfeit, and it doesn't lead you to the salvation that Jesus. He is completely unique. He is the most amazing man in the history of man. Oh, gotta get my phone out. Lots of moving parts, like I said. Jeremiah 10. Jeremiah 10 says, "No one is like you, Lord. You are great, and your name is mighty in power." No one. is like Jesus. He is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be here on a Sunday morning. He is worthy to give our lives to. He is the one and only. And that just gets me 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel, how great are you, sovereign Lord? There is no one like you, and there is no God but you, as we have heard with our own ears. Don't put your faith in anything but Jesus. Don't put it in your bank account. Don't put it in your job. Don't put it in... And it's hard to not... It's hard to top Scripture when you speak up here or teach a lesson, because it's like, there it is. How great are you? And if we just need to take that and put that in our heart, that anyone falls short, all religions fall short. Christ is the plumb line. Anything that deviates from Him is false or counterfeit. Any form, like I said before, any form of religion that is not Christ-centered is manipulated. Now this is eternal life, that you may know the only true God in Jesus Christ, who you have sent. That's John 17. To know Him and know Him only. So, when I was in... I'm going to switch gears here for a moment. So I hope you understand that Jesus is completely reliable. Jesus is completely superior. And Jesus is completely unique. Those are three facets that we can just study His Word, study God's Word, and we can know that, and we can see all over Scripture those three aspects in a... It's in a small way, our reflections of who God is, so we can know Him more. Now, this next point, if this is the only point I want you to walk out of here knowing or understanding. But I'm first going to tell you a little story. When I was in junior high in 8th or 9th grade, the inside of the middle school, there's no windows in it. The inside classrooms. There's just block walls. And I was in health class. And I don't remember if it was Miss Hugh or Mr. Tuin. I can't remember which. But I was in the back of the health class and I fell asleep. Oh, shocking. I mean, I'm a photographer. I'm an art major. Health. Just, you know. So I fall asleep in the back of the class and the power goes out. Now, one of my worst fears with being born blind in my left eye was that I would lose my sight in my right eye, you know. And so the power goes out, and just like all kids, what do the classroom do? Woo! Yeah, and I wake up, and I open my eyes, and it's black. Completely dark. No trace of light. And my first thought was panic. I've gone blind. I fell asleep in health class and been stricken blind. And this, I mean, and it was sheer panic. I'm screaming, I'm blind. And you know, everybody thinks in the class, Paul's just goofing around, like we're joking, it's dark, I'm blind, you know. But I'm thinking, I'm blind, guys. Help me to the door. It was a perfect storm. Don't fall asleep in class. Don't fall asleep in church. Amen. Amen. Okay. So I'm going to ask you all to close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes. Now this is just a show and illustration. But I'm going to ask Olivia to do something. Everybody keep your eyes closed. Okay, Olivia. Go ahead. All right, now we have the rose window lights, but you can open your eyes. Now imagine it's perfectly dark, perfectly dark, perfectly dark, and you have no other light, and you have to get out of this room without bumping into someone. That's the rules. That would be impossible, right? I know it's not dark enough. I wish it was darker. Why couldn't it have been cloudy today? Okay. So if this room was completely dark, how valuable is this light? How valuable would this be? How valuable? Where would it point? It would just point you right to the door. And that's what Jesus, the light of the world, has done. Because our spiritual situation from birth is completely dark, without hope. Apart from Christ, your life will never do enough good to get you to heaven. You will never be good enough, smart enough, do enough good to overcome your sin issue. And God knew that. So He sent the light of the world to illuminate the way. And this is a small light compared to what... You can turn the lights back on a little bit. But this is a small light compared to the true illumination that Jesus brings to the door. And the other question I have for you is, now Jesus is the light of the world and you're in complete darkness. Does the door come to you? Or do you go to the door? We need to go to Jesus. If we haven't been born again, we need to repent of our sin and go to the door. The cool thing is Jesus is the light, and Scripture says He's the door too. He is it all. He not only does He provide the way out, He provides the way too by showing us our situation. And we need to know that apart from Christ, and this is when I got born again in 98, I realized that I went to a revival meeting and I understood my situation as a sinner. And I gave my life to Christ. And I saw the light of the world. I saw that light and I saw my situation. And that's what I pray for anyone in this room that doesn't know Jesus yet. That you can be well-rounded, well-read, well. But your spirit is in complete darkness. And if it's apart from Christ, it's darkness and there is no hope. All others are counterfeit. Jesus is the door. Jesus is the door. The cross is the door. And plants die without light. You can put a seed in the ground. It was interesting that Kevin was talking about planting and sowing and reaping. And you can put a seed in the ground and you can put water on it and dirt on it, and it might spring up for a little bit, but without light it's going to die. It's going to die. And we need to know that Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 12, when Jesus spoke again, this is after He has forgiven the lady in the adulterous situation, Jesus spoke again to the people. He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows Me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. It's about Jesus, guys. It's about Him having... He's our way out of darkness. He is our way out of our situation and our sin situation. And if you have given your life to Christ, delight. Delight that He's reliable, He's superior, He is unique, and He's yours. So I just want to... I had that fun. Cool. And when I got born again, I was shown another one of the greatest verses in the Bible. It says, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. That's Acts 4:12. Wonderful verse. So I pray, guys, I'm gonna wrap up. That's my message. Lord, I'd like to pray. There'll be somebody up here if anyone needs prayer. I'd like to pray. God, I just thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord, that you are completely unique. Jesus, that You are reliable. God, that You are sovereign over it all. Lord, I thank You that we can walk in illuminated knowledge of You and know who You are, Lord. I pray that if there's anyone that needs to give their life to You, to repent of their sin and become saved and walk into the newness of life, that their life would come over from darkness to light. God, I pray that they would not hesitate. God, I pray that they would not deviate. God, I pray that they would have that courage to come forth and change their eternal destination forever. Lord, I pray that we might walk out of here knowing a little bit more about you, that we might rely a little bit more on you. God, I pray that each one of us would have a wonderful week glorifying you and reflecting you and reflecting your Son. So I just thank you right now in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great week, everyone.